Hey, what's up? This is WWE superstar Finn Balor, and you're listening to Mad Mania, and this podcast is too sweet.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Let me tell you something, dude. All you Mad Maniacs out there, better listen up, because Mad Mania is running wild on you, brother.
Yeah. Mad Mania.
Yeah. Woo! Make sure to eat your vitamins.
Say your prayers.
And don't be racist.
I don't know.
Huh? Oh. Now we're going to get into the thick of it.
He was racist and he got on a cereal box.
different time, different era.
I think it's just like, don't get caught being racist.
Well, I mean.
Is that in entertainment, right? I would say don't be racist, but I mean.
Yeah. I'll dish out another Hulk Hogan quote, one of my favorites.
A Hulk Hogism?
When you're NWO, you're NWO for life, brother.
Yeah, that's Hogan. So we are back. Another episode of Mad Mania.
I don't know what episode it is. I think we stopped counting.
We did stop counting.
We did stop counting.
We were lame, and we stopped counting. So
there's a lot of them. Listen to them.
We want to welcome all the Mad Maniacs out there to the Mad Mania podcast, your number one wrestling podcast in the world. That's right.
In the world.
He's claiming it.
I'm claiming it because we coming after you, 2018. We coming after you. We're going to be the best wrestling podcast ever.
We're going to be the most talked about. We're going to put these hands on you.
We're going to be the most liked, the most shared, the most feared.
And it's all going to be too sweet.
Yo, it's T-Call in the building to the left of me.
Yeah, rock knowledge.
To the right of me.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is Neo X, your boy.
We missing Megaran. He'd normally be sitting across from me.
Yep.
He's out there in L.A., I think.
What's he doing in L.A.?
I don't know. This guy moves around so much. I don't
Doing random things.
If y'all get to check out Ran on his Snapchat, he posted this hilarious snap about him in the hair salon with a caption that just said, girl. It had me lit.
He's in there getting a twist.
Twist Titan. But, yeah, big shout-outs to Megaran, booker of the show.
Yes.
And we appreciate you. We hope you do a bit big, making moves out there. We're here going to hold it down. Free bird rule in effect.
We'll see you next Monday.
We'll see you next Monday.
Yes, Raw 25.
That's right. Woo! So let's get into it, y'all. First and foremost, of course, how y'all know, we want to start the show by putting something. Hey, I'm trying to get my bearings in. We want to start the show off by putting something over, something not wrestling related, something that you've been thinking about, something that you've been on for this week. So I'll kick it off to my man Rox, because I know Teak came ill-equipped. So Rock, what you got to put over, my dude?
I'm actually gonna put over family, man. Big shouts out to my sister, my little nephew Meatloaf, Milo, which is his real name. But we call him Meatloaf. She just flew back to Seattle. She just landed about 20-30 minutes ago. So just want to put over my sis. Definitely gonna miss her. Hopefully to see her soon. Mm. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So just putting over family, man. Family is where it's at each and every day.
That's right, y'all. And we are big fans of family here. We are a family here in the Mad Mania podcast. Yes, and all y'all Mad Maniacs are family to us. So we appreciate y'all. Take a second, hug your loved ones. Say good things to each other. Because as Jim Ross says, tomorrows are never guaranteed. Teak, what you got, homie?
Yo, so I'm going to put over myself.
This.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catching the heat, brother.
Sounds kind of vain, but no, this Monday I will be releasing my album, so I've been doing a lot of promo for it, so it's finally coming out on Monday, and I will also be having my release party. It's also my birthday, so there's a lot of things going on for me on Monday.
On the 22nd.
January 22nd at the Rebel Lounge. Y'all will be hearing this broadcast before then, so y'all can get tickets. I still got tickets. Are you going to pay extra at the door?
At the door.
Yep, and the album will be available for sale there. Megaran will also be performing at the release party. Torre Masters, who's been a guest on the show before.
Friend of the show.
Bananas, who's been on the show before.
Friend of the show.
As a stand-in.
No, he's been on the episode, too, so he's good. He's alumni.
All right on.
We got DJ Stude. He's been on the show before, too, and he'll also be there. So, who?
I feel like you're missing one more.
De La Prime. He'll be there. And he has been to this studio, but I don't think he's been on the show. Mm. But I don't know. He likes to play Injustice too. He thinks that he can give everybody the hands in that. You any good at that, Dave?
Nah, dog. Come at me with some Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 or some shit like that.
What about you, Rock? You got into that Injustice too?
I don't really play video games.
No? Most people who don't play video games still like to play fighting games.
Yeah.
I like going to Cobra. Big shout out to Cobra. Because they have like the original X-Men, they have the old Simpsons game. They
X-Men where it's like the side scroll four player.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they got a 4-1. They got the four player X-Men.
And they got like that old.
Do they
like,
got Spider-Man X-Men?
They have Spider-Man the arcade game. Okay.
And they got that old like 1978 Atari Star Wars game that you can never beat. It's impossible.
When I go there, I like playing the old games. I go there and play Tetris and Pac-Man.
Yeah, like honestly, man, like I've really never been like all that much into like video games. Though, like people who sit there and like playing for hours on end, I'm like, what?
Xbox has been unhooked from my TV, sitting around collecting dust for like 3 months.
Your Xbox original?
The 360.
All right,
not the original. I mean, not the 360. The one. My one.
Xbox One.
Yeah, okay. It's just sitting around collecting dust. I unhooked it from the TV one day, and then
it
was like sitting in the middle of the floor in my office.
You want to sell
for like
me?
A couple weeks? Nah.
I was low-key tempted to like pick one up and like grab one of like the wrestling games, but I don't really know if the wrestling games are any good.
They're like 2K. They're complicated nowadays.
I miss like PlayStation, like the SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, and those are the good games.
Absolutely. I know the new 18 I heard had a lot of glitches and stuff in it. Yeah. And people,
so did the 17.
Well, people were saying that it's not. I don't know. It's like Call of Duties to me, like or basketball games or whatever. Like you feel like you're buying the same game every year.
Essentially, you are
with just
updated graphics, updated players,
roster,
new skins, whatever. It's still just the same game. So I had stopped buying Call of Duties because I was like, man, it's still people online playing the Call of Duty I got. Why do I need the
Yeah, because you're really just doing you're just doing it to hang out and play with other people, right? Yeah. So at that point, like, who cares? Like, what version it is?
Yeah.
Well, and
who plays the story mode?
I don't. I go straight to the multiplayer.
You play zombies?
No, I just straight multiplayer. Like right now, I think on World War III, Call of Duty World War III, I'm like level like one prestige.
So okay, you just start playing there, huh?
Yeah, but it takes you like 55 levels to get to prestige.
Okay.
But on Overwatch, I'm like level 300 now.
I've never played Overwatch ever, not one time.
I've never heard of Overwatch.
You can catch these guns.
Oh yeah, I know it's a big thing. I just what is it on?
It's on every major system: Xbox 360. Xbox One, PS4. PC.
Is it like Halo?
No, it's actually like a lot of it. It compared a lot to like Team Fortress, which is
Is it like Call of Duty? What kind of shooter is it? First person.
Yeah, it's first person, and then you have your general weapon, and then you have different abilities that you can select from, and then you have different character archetypes that you can select from, and there's different character classes that you can select from.
Okay, because I don't like shooters where you see yourself
third person.
Yeah,
third
I don't
persons.
Like that.
Yeah, right on.
First person's is cool, though.
Yeah.
You can get into that better.
Well, I will say, too, we encourage, going back to Teak's put over, we encourage all the Matt Maniacs to come out to the show because what's better than... rapping about wrestling.
Yeah, hanging out with friends.
Hanging out
two
with friends.
Two people. We're all going to be there.
Come out and support. Show love. If you wear your Matt Mania t-shirt, which is coming soon to
you
our new...
You get nothing.
Teak's so real.
You get nothing.
It's like, you just get a pat on the back.
You're not getting a discount. You're not getting... No, man, come out and support. Spend the money,
They
it's
get
for
a
good cause, me.
You get a high five.
Yeah, they get a two
sweaty
sweet.
Sweaty-ass hugs.
And we'll have new shirts. They're... The purple Matt Mania shirts will be there.
And if y'all following us on Twitter, y'all know Ran, Booker of the show, he put some good news out recently where our pro wrestling tee store is in the making.
Yeah.
So we'll have some, shirts coming up, some merch coming up. Hopefully some new designs soon.
Yeah. We're going to have some Neo X shirts.
Hey, man. Might have to holler at Dumper. Have Dumper do a Matt Mania
collab. Have some Rock Knowledge shirts.
That'd be dope.
Rock Knowledge, what's going to be your tagline on your shirt?
That's a good question.
Catch these dabs.
I was going to say you can catch something. I was going to say you can catch these rhymes or something. You can catch every Sunday on Rhyme and Reason, you can catch these rhymes.
But hey, man,
celebrating almost 10 years.
Yes, in March we'll have some more news for that real soon for y'all. So just stay
you
tuned.
You guys should be you should be putting a show together for it. like an actual show, like a concert, not
we,
like a.
We already, yeah, it's already, yeah. We already got some things.
Yeah.
So,
your boy Rock is booking the show, brother.
Yeah.
You know, head booker of Rhyme and Reason Radio.
we're all booking in our own rights. So I booked my show.
So, you know, yeah. Hey, sometimes you gotta be like, you have to be the head booker.
Gotta be the head booker, brother.
That way you can put yourself over.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. All about putting myself
like,
over.
Dusty Rhodes, baby. Be the booker and puts himself over.
Hey, did you watch, did you see that DDP and,
DDP Calisthenics?
Nah.
DDP Yoga?
DDP Calisthenics.
The DDP interview with Cody. Did you see that?
With Cody
don't, Rhodes.
Don't call him Rhodes?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't see that. What's it on?
I don't know, man. I saw like I saw some of it on Facebook, but they were passing around the clip where he gave the coat back to he gave a coat to Cody. Dusty's coat.
Oh, why interesting.
Did DDP had Dusty's coat?
Yeah, Dusty gave the coat to DDP.
Oh.
That's awesome.
When he was still alive, he said
and
that.
He gave it back?
Yeah, so let me tell you. He said he told Dusty, like, oh, man, I need that coat or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So somehow he got that coat. And there was a picture going around with Cody in the coat because DDP had let him wear the coat in, like, a promo or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then DDP said he was talking to his wife about it, and he was like, you know, it's in my will that he gets that coat. And then he said that his wife was like, well, but he should get the coat now while he can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then at that interview, he gave him the coat.
Oh, that's dope.
DDP's old lady like, I just want to get rid of that stinky fucking coat.
Right?
But it's got Dusty's name on the inside of it, and it's got DDP's name on the inside of it. And Cody was like, when he had the coat, he was like, he almost wrote his name on the inside anyway. Just as like a gag, like, oh. But then he was like, I didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah. That's dope, no, man.
He's got good lineage, man.
That's good. So for that coat to go from Dusty to DDP and now back to Cody. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like he could have been an asshole and kept it like, no, you know, this is Dusty's coat. I want it, but to give it back to his son, you know?
Yeah,
which I'm sure Dusty would have did that himself anyway if he could have.
You know DDP, you know? A real one, man. DDP saved Jake the Snake Robber's life, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to DDP.
DDP, hey, friend of the show. Appreciate you.
And Scott Hall's. Come on now.
True story, man. Hey.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
And I saw Scott Hall at WrestleCon. He was looking good.
Yeah,
man.
Did you ever watch that
the Jake Roberts?
Yeah, the Jake Roberts. Man. That was deep.
Resurrection deep of Jake the Snake.
Resurrection of
I was
Jake
actually
Snake.
Trying to get an interview when he was at Comic-Con that last year.
Yeah.
Me and Rand were going to try to do like a piggyback. It just never came to fruition because like, I watched it and I was just like, man, I remember watching he was a kid. I was a huge fan.
Word, yeah.
And then you get all this backstory. You see what he's like went through.
All the shit that went through. Like the fact that his dad would like intentionally, of course, protect the business.
Yeah.
You know, like he took his character or, you know, he took his wrestling persona to like a new degree.
Uh-huh.
You know, incorporating it and hiding it from family. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So
it was crazy how much that story was like the wrestler, the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you've never seen the Jake documentary, watch that. If you've never seen The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke,
watch that
because that is probably pretty close to the life of an indie wrestler.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, they like living in trailer parks, getting locked out of your trailer.
You get to smash. You get to smash Marissa Tomei though.
Hey, so. But he when he punched that meat shredder, I was like, oh my god, this guy's.
And if you want to laugh at a wrestling movie, watch Nacho Libre.
I knew that was coming.
Nacho!
Man.
Or pretty much a lot of wrestling movies.
What was the other one with David Arquette and Scott Kahn?
Oh, God.
It was a WCW called? Movie.
Yeah, it was. I forgot what it was called.
Though. I believe.
It was called Nitro. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe, like, I think Conrad and Bruce Prichard did a show about that.
Rose McGowan was in it.
But, you know, like, he actually became WCW champion.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh my god!
In the history book, David Arquette is a WCW champion.
If you ever watch, if you ever watch the Monday Night Wars,
it was called Ready to Rumble.
Yeah,
oh my god!
They have a whole episode around like all of that and how like Arquette winning the title was just like the slap in the face to like everybody who's ever held that belt.
And then Ready to Rumble. I think they did an episode on that. I know.
Oh man, that's
Bruce
funny.
Pritchard and Conrad Thompson. They did an episode about No Holds Barred.
Oh, Conrad is the guy that used to do the podcast with Ric Flair.
Yes, sir.
Did they have a falling out?
Congratulations to Conrad.
What happened?
Because he's engaged to Megan Flair.
So he's going to be part of the Flair family.
He's marrying
maybe.
Ric Flair's
Are
other
him and
daughter.
Flair still cool?
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Ric Flair tweeted about it. It's going down.
I didn't know.
They they're super cool. What happened was, if I'm not mistaken, Ric just got tired
From the podcast?
Yeah, from the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting up there in age, unfortunately. So, you know, it was a pretty
happy probably can't
schedule.
Be wooing all the time. He's probably gets cranky.
And if I believe it was
he'd be cutting a whole lot of Instagram promos where he's wooing, though.
Yeah, but that's only, got to be 50 seconds.
Yeah.
You're right.
And, yeah, you know, that's super cool. Honestly, because I thought Conrad was this bachelor type because he has a daughter. And, you know, he...
I thought Rick also had got some heat from podcasting from saying some stuff about some people.
Oh, of course. He's always going to catch heat.
Nate, though.
No, but yeah. I remember him talking about it at WrestleCon. He was saying, that's why reasons why he stopped, too.
No, but the other thing, too...
He can't speak his mind the way he wants to about people.
And plus, he just got tired of doing it. Like, he had a bunch of other stuff.
There were some great episodes, though. There were some really good episodes on this podcast.
From, the early inception was the Woo Nation.
The Magnum TA one was fire.
Yeah.
If you don't know Magnum TA, you're not really a hardcore wrestling fan.
You're not a Matt Maniac.
That dude.
You know, it's just hard because you got to think, how much do you want to be in the business? Like, even with us, it's like.
I'm deep in the business.
I'm saying, wrestling, how we speak our mind about them. And then when you see somebody, if they was like, hey. I heard what you were saying about me. Wouldn't that be crazy? Dang. First off, you listen to Mad Mania. That's crazy. But
hey,
then you also heard me.
Hey, man, Braun Strowman says, what if, anybody can catch these hands, fam.
So let me ask anybody. You
any man with two hands.
You catch them.
Fighting champs.
Yeah, we are fighting champs. 24/7 rules.
But let me ask y'all this, all right? So let me just say this. So I think this podcast has buried Roman a couple times.
We buried Bailey. Bailey's trash.
And we,
I've been trying to bury Asuka. Asuka. I've been trying to bury Asuka. It ain't working.
Rocco here, resident heel of the show.
People have their ups and downs. We don't. what's the guy's name? Heath Slater. What's the guy who's lost all his matches? Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
We don't bury him.
That's true. He took a table shot from Braun.
Man, his shirt says 0 and 111
or something.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of checks.
So, and the reason why I bring it up is because we're gonna make it big, y'all. But if Roman's like, "Hey, yo, dog, heard you talk about my steroid case and my wet ass hair, nigga."
Well, we hadn't even mentioned the steroid case yet, but we did.
Hey, we might as well because Roman Reigns' name has come up in a steroid investigation. I believe it's the same steroid people who were naming Alex Rodriguez. And
I saw Mark Wahlberg was listed.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
So we got Mark Wahlberg. And,
I mean, Marky
and Roman.
Mark's 5'2", so it makes sense why he wants to get bigger.
Yeah. Well, Mark Wahlberg was in, wasn't he in that movie with The Rock when they were
Transformers?
Doing the steroids? No, the steroid movie.
Oh, pump movie?
He said the pump movie.
They had a movie together?
Yeah. It was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Mark Wahlberg.
I don't remember that.
And,
Dave is being our resident Google fact checker right now.
But yeah, he did. Yes.
Yeah, let us know what the name of that movie is. So the fact that he was in the movie doing steroids with The Rock, and now he's in a steroid case with Roman.
But then Roman came out and said he's never
heard
of these
people. It's
called
Pain and Gain, y'all.
Pain and Gain.
2013.
And Mark Wahlberg has a water company with P. Diddy.
Making
the Aquahydrate.
Oh, God.
Mark Wahlberg is out there in these streets, man. he can get you them Roy's and that water.
And them J's.
And according
and
to...
And a Wahlberger.
Well, he might get you a burger, too, fam.
What's a Wahlberger?
That's a chain. There's one in
restaurant.
Vegas.
He's got a Wahl... No.
There's a chain of them. There's one in Vegas.
They had a reality show. I don't know if it's still on.
It's called
Wahlberger. With his brother.
It wasn't called Wahlberger.
And his
mom,
I think.
It was like My Three Brothers.
No, wasn't it called... Was it? I thought it was called Wahlburgers.
It might have been called Wahlburgers.
But it was about them in a restaurant.
Where?
And there's a Wahlburgers in
there's
Vegas.
One in Vegas. There's definitely one in like Boston area because they're all New Englanders.
From Boston.
I went to Dirty Dogs when I was in Vegas instead of going to Wahlburgers. But
I went to White Castle
three
times.
They were in the same spot.
That's a dude. That's
but
a
yeah,
pal.
So this guy can give you a script. He can give you a burger, some roids, and some water.
Well, and according to Wrestling Inc., the statement came from Wrestling Inc. Sent a statement following Roman Reigns regarding the Richard Rodriguez implicating that the WWE Intercontinental Champion in a steroid distribution ring. An interview with filmmaker Johnny Bravo.
Bravo, the cartoon character?
Right. It says here, Rodriguez is a former owner of the Iron Addicts Gym in Miami. Bravo has been working on a film to uncover the mystery behind the gym, et cetera, et cetera.
He's trying to make that money.
It even says here that the DEA arrested Rodriguez in a raided gym in February. Rodriguez was accused of being involved in a distribution chain that imported goods from China and Chinese manufactured illegal steroids in Arizona.
Oh, because you know we the capital.
To Arizona.
Before. So
we're the hub for drugs.
Arizona moving weight. So before they got shipped to Miami. But yeah, yeah, Roman Reigns says, you know, I believe he stated.
I've never heard of this company.
Never heard of Richard Rodriguez for wellness, fitness, nutrition.
He's like, I'm the big dog. What did he I've never heard of this company.
Well, and he had,
what did he have to say about Mark Wahlberg?
There's no steroids in my yard.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. But remember, he got popped like about a year ago for the wellness.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was suspended for a wellness violation.
That was for other drugs, I think.
Was it Mota?
I believe so.
Was it? I thought it was for steroids.
No, the big dog wasn't doing steroids.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, he wasn't getting caught doing steroids.
I'm telling you, man, like I said
the
that
face
before,
of the WWE, they wasn't about to be like,
your
hey,
status within the company dictates your punishment.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And he's so big in the company, I think that they would have
touched
that. They put it out. Why would they put news out about?
Because you got to kind of wonder, like, because they haven't released it. Like, WWE's barely said a peep about
it's
this.
It's like they own their own news. Why would they put out news?
Of course they do.
I know. So why would they put out news about their guy?
I don't know.
Well,
it's Vince.
I remember him getting popped for like a wellness violation back in the day.
He may have.
Hey, I want to get back on Mark Wahlberg.
We're going backwards.
When do you guys think he started doing roids? Which Transformer?
Man, good vibration, son.
Which Transformer movie did he start buffing up in?
All I'm looking like, man.
He was trying to.
Yo, there was one fire song on his album on the first. There was one fire song on that album.
With the Marky Mark and the Funky
Bunch? It was a slow one about the girl getting killed. It was mad slow.
Rock taking it to the dark place.
Right.
I'm Rock.
I was about to say he was looking kind of big in Daddy's Home.
Right.
With Will Ferrell.
True,
he was getting cut up because John Cena was in that movie
too. Right.
He was trying to flex with John. Okay.
Yeah, he was. But I mean, you're not gonna win that fight. Because John Cena be squatting like 8,000 pounds like for breakfast. Much,
hear what John Cena said about the Bullet Club?
What did he say? About, he wants to join the Bullet Club.
That'd be so dope.
Would it?
So no, a fan asked him. He was answering fan questions. Yeah. And I guess they asked, like, would he join the Bullet Club? And he said that the Bullet Club is pretty lean.
No, it's pretty elite.
Did he say elite? I thought he said lean.
I thought he put him over. Like, I thought he really put him over.
No, I don't know. Maybe we heard different things. I thought he said lean, and I was like, oh, wow, did he call him lean because they're skinny and he's big? Like, weight-wise.
He could be the muscle. Like,
so according to what I saw here, there's a recent Q&A session with John Cena. When asked, facts are mattering today. It says here, John Cena responded by saying he doesn't think they would have John Cena, pronouns, pal, because it's a pretty elite club. Mm. And what's really nice is, if I'm not mistaken, the Young Bucks, more specifically Nick Jackson, put out a tweet saying, "We'd love to have you, John Cena, as part of the Bullet Club."
In my version, he said they were pretty lean. And I was like, oh, I met John Cena in person, and he's big.
This is why you don't report the facts.
That's right.
Hey, I'm on the Twitter.
You are. you do run the Twitter.
Actually, Neo runs the Twitter.
Pretty much.
I just go there and put my input in there sometimes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Any other wrestling news you want to get into before we get into the recap?
Did you put anything over?
SmackDown? Oh, yeah, did I did.
I didn't put anything over, but let me just take a quick brief moment to put over.
Your trip to Disneyland?
No.
Or was it World?
No. I'm going to put over something way more important.
And I was Soul Glow.
I was telling Rock about this. Mental health.
Oh, yes, this is serious.
Mental health is good. It's a new year. I've been suffering through a lot of mental pangs in my past year. But every Wednesday I get to cut loose with my fam, with my fellow Mad Maniacs, and I just want everyone to take a second out there and elaborate and on your mental health.
Just so you know, man, it doesn't have to be Wednesdays.
Thank you.
You're not just required to win space with us.
Yeah.
You live mad close, fun. You live mad close.
That's why we were giving you shit when you didn't let us know when your birthday was. It's like, man, we see you every Wednesday and then you didn't let us know.
Well, real talk, like, I just like more organic and you know, if, you know, more organic interactions. Like,
I don't
like,
know how to organically know when your birthday is, except for when Facebook tells you. Facebook is like the only organic, like, hey, it's this person's birthday. Okay.
So my deal is, when it comes to holidays, yeah. I don't really fucks with them, because I feel like, hey, if you really care about someone, you'll support them in their endeavor. So if I see something that shouts out, yo, this is for Teak, I should just get something for Teak.
True,
yeah,
though.
But some people
it's
might.
It's your birthday, son. It's your birthday.
It's not about getting stuff. It's not about, like, oh, it's Dave's birthday. Let me get him something. But just like you were saying, like, if you were having your ups and downs, then when your birthday comes around, you might be like, fuck, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Nobody told me happy birthday, or nobody wants to kick it with me. And it's like, we didn't know it was your birthday. Not saying that you had an issue about it. Just
and
saying,
that's real.
Like,
yeah. But
even
I'm just,
a text.
But I'm saying, too, that's why, like, I put it on the group chat. Like, I went on record to say, hey, thank all y'all. Thank Rock. Thank Teak. Thank Mega Ran for at least putting me over on this podcast and helping me become
thank
a part
you,
of something.
Can.
You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, it's good to be included.
Yeah.
You know? This is, and that's why I wanted to tell all the Matt Maniacs out there. If you need someone to chat to, you need someone to talk to, we already said it in the podcast. You just want to chat about wrestling. Just because you want to escape your normal grind, you know, your normal, you know, mental habits. You know, everyone's going through shit. But we got something that keeps us united, which is pro wrestling, which is hip-hop, which is Mark Wahlberg, apparently. And, you know, we want to make sure all
He's
of our Matt Maniacs.
Hip-hop.
True.
And you know, it's still, like, winter time and, like, I had just found out, like, I didn't know that, like, what is it, like, seasonal depression?
Yeah. Yeah.
About
real.
That. So, like, people will, the seasons will make people get depression.
Yeah.
Wintertime, snow, when I guess hibernation and just, like,
well, it gets darker faster. So there's not as much daylight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, take a second
it's a different vibe. The wintertime is a different vibe. I love it. Like, I'm cool.
Me too.
I'm like, yes.
I get to rock the shit out of this denim jacket, dog.
Right. It's the only time we get to, man.
Oh. But,
being from the Midwest, you know, and I'm sure anybody
you're used to snow and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody from the East Coast, New York, and stuff like that, they'll tell you, like, wintertime is wintertime is when you can get fresh. Because wintertime, you can throw on a leather, you can throw on, you know, different boots, different jeans. Like, you come out here, like, seriously, like, I love it. The fact that in the wintertime, I can go to my car
in
basketball shorts and some flip-flops.
And it's cool.
And just start it up and just go.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, but at the same time, you're like, man, everybody just got on tank tops and basketball shorts. Like, you don't really get to see, like, separate the men from the boys. Like, oh, you got some layer game? Like, you know how to put the hoodie under the jacket? You got the... You laughing, but
I ain't never done that.
What, the hoodie under the jacket?
Hoodie under the jacket.
I get too hot. I don't do layers.
Yeah, but if you were in that, you would.
Yeah, I don't do
layering up.
Warm.
Layering up is your best friend.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
Being so fresh out there, like you put the plastic bags inside your shoes to keep, like,
because
you still want to wear your gym shoes, but it's snow,
so
you don't want to get wet feet. So you put the plastic bags in and tie them up so you keep your socks dry.
No, so you just wear Tim's or something. Get out of here.
Nah, man, you wear your Tim's, but people still want to wear their gym shoes.
Get some Gore-Tex.
What you want to have your? I'm talking about when you was in school. You had your gym shoes in your book bag. You go to school, you change your shoes. You know, all that stuff. Y'all don't know about that.
I was rocking like Helly Hansen, like windbreaker jackets in the wintertime. Fam, I was super.
Oh man, we was.
I was like an East Coast transplant on the West Coast. We ain't never been to the East Coast.
So you'd be wearing Tim's in the desert.
Yeah, Tim's.
See, that's the Helly funny
Hansen,
thing out here. Seeing
Helly
Hansen's here.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
we were wearing the Sherlins, the sheepskin, the sheep wool.
But I was doing Wally's out. I was doing Clark's out here. Like,
I was
Wally's,
wearing
Wally's like,
too.
I rock Wally's, and that's like hell. That's like, you don't people don't wear Wally's on the West Coast.
Yeah, but people in Detroit wasn't wearing them either. Like, I was wearing Wallabies, you know, because of Wu-Tang.
They look fly, but they look fly though.
People would ask me what they were and stuff like that. Like, people weren't on Wallabies.
You want to act like Clark's are uncomfortable? Shit, that gum sole.
Yes, that was a beer being opened.
Yeah, it's Matt Maniacs.
He's actually drinking it, though, unlike the Stone Cold just poured all over your face.
Yes, sir.
Matt Maniacs, drink responsibly.
Yes.
We want to shout out to Santan for that moon juice.
Yep.
7.3 alky.
It's good. It's good.
And man, he's giving out free shout outs and promos. Y'all should be paying for this.
Man. But
one
hey,
of these days they will.
I think we need to get up into Monday Night
Raw.
Yeah, let's talk Raw. Raw was...
We 30 minutes in. Yes, let's get into some wrestling.
That's about right.
It's good to just conversate, talk, catch up, see what's going on with the fellas. We're so quick to get into recaps and stuff like that. I like it more when we get to just talk about, you know, what's going on.
Cause and honestly, there's a handful of other news too, y'all.
Yeah, and a lot of YouTubes and, you know, different podcasts. Mm-hmm. They just recap. We don't want to just recap you to death.
But I will say, we'll get into Raw.
Yes, yes.
But what about the biggest announcement? We have a couple of New Japan Pro Wrestling alumni coming to the WWE. We have King Ricochet and War Machine. Have y'all ever seen War Machine tag team?
I haven't seen either of them.
Former IWGP Heavyweight Champions. Okay.
Good look.
And I believe Ricochet was also IWGP Heavyweight Champion, or Tag Champion, I'm sorry. And I believe he was also Junior Heavyweight Champion at one point as well. But
so
yeah.
He's held some straps.
And of course, if you don't know, Ricochet, Prince Puma.
Prince Puma.
You know?
Speaking of the Prince Puma, man, so they. When they announced that he was joining the NXT or the Power Plant or whatever their
Performance Center,
Performance
pal.
Center. Hey.
Pronouns, pal. God damn!
I still call it the Power Plant because it was though? Funny.
Huh? Isn't it, though?
I mean, it's the same gist.
Yeah.
The Power Plant, wasn't that Nitro?
Yeah.
It was.
It was WCW's Performance Center.
Power Plant, pal. God damn!
They talked about some of the stuff that he's done and some of the stuff that he's won. But they didn't mention any of the Lucha Underground Prince.
Rock over here.
they didn't announce. I mean, they didn't talk about of his Prince Puma Lucha Underground stuff. And he's won titles there too. What do you think about that?
I thought it was funny because I saw a tweet. I forgot who put it out. I'm not sure if it was Ryan Satin. He might have retweeted it, but it was Prince Puma and El Generico fly to Mexico to rebuild.
Yeah, I saw
that.
That's a funny name, El Generico.
El Generico.
That's Sami Zayn.
Like,
man,
he looked like Nacho Libre. with that get up on he had.
So they're going to NXT?
So this is the thing that I wanted to ask. Do you feel Prince Puma, King Ricochet, would he do better straight to NXT or would he just flourish in 205 Live?
Does the casual WWE wrestling fans know who he is?
That's what's going to drive me to my answer too, because I feel like he needs the NXT time.
I think NXT is way better than 205 Live.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like he needs the NXT time for WWE fans to get used to him, the ones that don't know about him. I don't feel like that he was big enough for him to just jump straight in and get that pop that AJ Styles got.
I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. So I'm like, I'm not really a casual fan, but I'm just
you're well informed.
But you just recently got into New Japan, and he was wrestling there.
Yeah, so I'm not.
And I don't
familiar.
Know if you've looked at like if you went back and watched Lucha Underground on Netflix.
Not yet,
but if you did,
we were just talking about that.
We were
great matches on there.
Okay,
for him.
Okay,
but
I'll check it out.
So, and this is the other thing I have to ask.
But everybody's not watching Lucha Underground. You know,
they're
that's
not.
On,
yeah,
that's
they're
on.
Not.
It's all hard to watch it. It's on El Rey. You got to have certain.
Yeah.
You got to like sling and some shit.
Yeah.
But this is what I wanted to ask, because NXT is becoming a very, very indie, positive, promotion. Because you got Adam Cole.
Baby!
Yeah. You got Leo Rush finally made his debut and got squashed by Lars. Yeah.
That was.
We were putting over Leo Rush too, but that's how.
But
I'm
then
telling,
he got into that trouble. But you know
punished.
That's why he got that match with Lars.
So, but you got Adam Cole, Leo Rush, Donovan Dijak, and of course you have the rest of the Undisputed Era. And so there's NXT is becoming a little bit. I'm not going to say maybe it could be oversaturated. So I think Ricochet, maybe even going straight to 205 Live, he can have amazing matches with the 205 dudes. But the 205 platform could also be the place where he can
die.
Yes, because it's 205 Live. What y'all think? Where would he be best fit?
I'm gonna say NXT. Yep. It can go both ways. I mean, he could draw fans of his to watch 205.
Yeah,
which the WWE could think that and say, people who like you will watch this. But I just feel like The other thing is, like, the guys who do good in NXT don't do well when they move up to the main roster for
the
most part.
Well, that can be negotiated.
I said for the most part is what I'm saying. So I'm just like, we also have to have that worry about, first off, we don't know if he's going to be Ricochet. They might change his name. They don't know if he does good in NXT.
I believe
they
put the tweet out. Ricochet.
Is that what he's going to?
Yeah.
Or is War Machine still going by that?
Okay. According to the tweet,
War Machine.
War Machine is Raymond Rowe and Hansen.
Oh, it's a tag team.
Yeah, it's a tag team.
Okay.
They look dope. Have you seen Heavy Machinery on NXT?
Yeah, they kind of remind me of those guys.
Okay.
But they're more like a, aren't they kind of like a Viking get up though also?
They are.
War Machine. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like the Ascension, but bigger.
And they're going to use that name?
Don't.
No face paint, though. No.
They do use face paint, but this is how.
They're going to use the name War Machine, though?
I hope so.
They're going to run with?
I think WWE is getting more laxed with
names.
The ownership of names.
I think you have, like, because I think Hanson looks like Killian Dane from Sanity.
They look familiar. Or they look like somebody.
They were in ROH, and they were also in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're two big, beefy, you know, tag teams. Of course, heavyweights.
You can see them fight Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
Yeah. They had some really good matches in New Japan against
the Bludgeon Brothers. I couldn't remember the tag team.
Yo, that'd be dope, though.
Yeah, it's a horrible name.
But if you have
big
if you
guys
have
against big guys.
Yeah, if you have an opportunity to check out War Machine and Ricochet. Ricochet and Will Ospreay. You know Will Ospreay?
Yeah.
So he's the new
Ospreay.
He's your new IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, and he's had some battles with Ricochet.
Was fire.
They even had the he and Ricochet had that epic fight where you had like Big Van Vader get in, Stone Cold Steve Austin gave his 2 cents. About that whole choreographed type of high spot type of match.
Yeah,
you know
their matches remind me a lot of like Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn. Matches like that. Yeah. Where it's just like you're like your alter ego, just like counter for counter wrestling, just got a counter for everything.
So you think Ricochet would do better in NXT then?
Man, I do. I've met Ricochet. He's a good guy. He's a great wrestler. I just hope they do him right. And whichever brand he goes to.
You see, now I have this.
And that's the question. What is he? If he comes up, where does he go? Raw or SmackDown?
I had this thought about him just going straight to 205 Live.
Okay.
Because I believe the matches he can put off with like Grand Metalik, Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, all them dudes, I think he'd be straight fire.
If he goes straight to 205 Live, I think that they got to put him straight into the title picture.
The only thing
is, Cedric wins it, and then he just comes straight up, and then he fights, gets into a program with Cedric, I think that those two will have a good program.
Yeah, and I can see that. The only thing that I'm not confident about Ricochet, and, you know, I'm sorry, you just said his name.
Cedric. Promo skills either way?
Promo skills are just not there. You can tell because Cedric have to... he had to contract the skills of Goldust to cut a promo for him.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch the last 205 Live?
Yeah.
No.
Goldust is like Cedric's manager now.
Pretty much. Slash
friend.
So
Goldust could beat everybody on that roster.
Yeah, that's real. And because...
he's on 205 Live now.
Yeah, Goldust.
But that's the thing. Like, I just don't believe Ricochet's promo skills. They just haven't been the best. Even when you hear him on the mic on Lucha Underground, and that's a scripted show.
Yeah.
All right, it's scripted to the max because it's pre-recorded.
At first he had a manager though on there that did the talking for him.
Yeah. And he hasn't done it since.
He needs to go back to that.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know.
Who would manage Ricochet?
Ooh.
And do you think that would be a good idea? Less talking, more flips.
Put that dude on Titus Worldwide, my son. Come on.
Hey, Titus Worldwide doing big things.
Well, he and... Yeah.
Won two matches, two
he
weeks
He and
in
Apollo
a row.
Crews, they're really good friends. And I'm not sure if they... I remember back in, like, Dragon Gate, I'm not sure if he and Apollo Crews had a deal in Dragon Gate.
Who's that
Gate.
Man that comes out with them?
That comes out with who?
With Titus and Apollo Crews.
Did you just say who's the
girl?
Man?
Yeah.
There's a girl that comes out with them now.
Dana Brooke.
My bad.
And Dana Brooke does
My bad.
Yo, Dana Brooke can get it, though.
My bad,
I was about to say she does not look like a man, so I don't know who the... Tozawa was coming impressed. Out with them for a while.
Tozawa got his Titus Worldwide contract.
No.
Did he get his walking papers from from Titus?
Pretty much.
I knew what I was doing there.
But Dana Brooke is the official...
Not a fan.
...statistician.
Of Dana?
No? Dude, she can get it.
Get what?
Mm. We're not going to be invited to WWE backstage.
No.
Well, children should stay away from this episode.
Rock's not going to be invited backstage.
Just don't tell them who you are. Just don't wear a shirt that says, I'm Rock.
Right,
you
yes.
should be. Okay.
Yeah. Other WWE news, I know Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently officially been ruled out of ever competing in a ring again.
So I read some weird stuff that it's like nobody knows who this report is from all of a sudden, which is weird that all of these sites have reported.
I didn't see that.
So you're saying like there's no credible source.
Yes.
Really? Let's see.
Because the WWE never released a statement about it.
About the check right now.
And she was on Raw and they didn't mention it. And then
I could have swore they did.
Nah. She was on the outside of the ring.
No,
she was there. They didn't.
I remember. It's not Michael Cole, the other dude. He was replacing Michael Cole because Michael Cole got tossed by Braun.
Right.
He stated something about like Dana Brooke not being able to complete, although is very focused on having Absolution win the Royal Rumble.
Hmm. Yeah, not being able to compete. What did he say?
The Royal Rumble.
There are some very conflicting like headlines on some of these. Like, and I'm like looking at the ones where I think they're credible sources, like Bleacher Report, SB Nation, The Mirror, which is in the UK. A lot of them are saying that, yes, she is hurt, but there's
WWE has not announced it.
There hasn't been anything official from WWE, and Paige has come out and said that's not true. So who knows?
Yeah, she put up some stuff that was saying, you know, to the extent of she's still here and things like that. So, you know, I don't know. The WWE could just want it in their hands so that they can play it the way that they want to play it. Like, we're gonna have her do one last thing or something. Or
well, I don't think they're going to – even if she couldn't compete, I don't think she's done with the company.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
she can still be a manager
or a handler.
She's a personality. She'll sell merch.
Which is why, even if it is true of her being injured, I could see why they would not want to announce it, because then you have to go through this whole hoopla or uproar of, she's retiring. You know, the whole Daniel Bryan type stuff.
Let's listen to this. But if you don't,
then she can still just do whatever.
Yeah.
All right, take a listen.
But with good news also comes some bad news.
Who is this from?
This is from WWE.
Congratulations on the victory tonight, but with good news also comes some bad news.
That's Michael Rowe.
Unfortunately, as much as it pains me to say this, I do unfortunately have to sit out for this Royal Rumble.
Bet!
Per the doctor's orders. I really, 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 really wish I could partake in this history-making match with all these ladies. But, however, I will be there to support my Absolution team, which is Sonya Deville and obviously Mandy Rose here. Because guess what, ladies? Absolution is still going to make the Royal Rumble match their house.
Okay.
But she only said that she was missing the Royal Rumble.
Shout out
she
to did Paige, not say, friend of the show.
She did not say that she's gone for good.
So, who knows?
It could be Time because there's tell. No diagnosis as of yet.
Time will tell.
Right?
Wrestlers wrestle, man.
It's true.
Daniel Bryan's coming back, so... I mean,
at some point,
Kurt Angle wrestled again.
Did you go to Daniel Bryan's
Kurt Angle
crib
won a right there gold on medal with a broken freaking neck. So,
with a broken freaking neck.
This dude, come on,
man. But
I know we're not in that day and age anymore, huh? Wrestlers are pussies now.
They're people.
No, gotta protect the business.
They're people.
I mean, Kalisto.
He took a water bottle to the face and broke his neck.
Is that the Lucha guy?
Yeah, somebody hit him with a can. Was it a
I got
can
it right?
or just a cup?
It was a water bottle.
Yeah, the Lucha Dragon. He got hit in the face with a water bottle.
There you go.
Didn't he get stitches from it?
Look at me learning my little Mexican wrestlers.
I remember like they said like his wife or something had posted a picture of like his busted lip and stuff.
I'll ask the mayor of Reseda, Derek, Captain Caveman.
That's wild for that
to
one.
To hook it up.
And then Sin Cara broke his finger and ran out the ring.
Where?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Man, that's what, because it's been like three different Sin Caras. Two, I think. And one of them got fired because like he broke his finger in like the match and then he just like left the match.
He just left mid-match?
Yeah. Like out of everything that wrestlers deal with and continue to match, it was like, man, I broke my finger. I got this finger jam. I got to go.
He's a little person. It hurts more.
Well, Marty Scurll got his fingers broken by Kushida at Wrestle Kingdom and he just taped him up.
See?
And then there's that.
And I mean, John Cena got his nose broke by Seth Rollins. I remember that.
Seth Rollins injured.
Who hasn't
everybody.
Seth Rollins hurt or broken?
Dude, we're still on Raw.
Wait, yes. So, okay, wait, one last rumor. All right.
Oh, there's more.
One last rumor. All right, we're 44 minutes. Raw and SmackDown were bleh.
Anyway. Oh, I just wanted to talk about the curb stomp.
Okay, we'll get there, but one last rumor. Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She's been signed to the WWE.
I don't know if she's been signed yet.
She's been signed.
She's been signed. They announced it with, they announced it with the War Machine Ricochet news.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It said Ronda Rousey.
To the Performance Center.
Inked. Okay, that's not a contract.
Come on, my dude.
Do you think that she's not going to be in the Rumble?
I didn't say that.
That's what I was wanting
to do. It's a contract.
But she has not officially signed yet because they have not officially announced it yet.
Because they want to teach her some wrestling moves first.
Well, then she's not signed yet.
Yeah, tackle, drop down, hip toss, toe.
She can do
Don't just punch people in the face.
Yeah.
Or so, don't really punch people
so
in the
where
face.
So where do you think Ronda Sorry, Rousey kids. Is going to have her debut?
Rumble? She's not going to win.
Rumble?
She might toss
She's going
to
have, where do you think she's going to come out in the Rumble? I'm thinking later in the Rumble.
I was thinking she'd show up at NXT.
Is she going to come out in like UFC garb like Brock does?
No, like Sonya Deville does.
Oh, yeah, maybe she won't.
I mean, it would be dope if she just came out.
Or watch Sonya Deville's look change.
Well, but like Shayna Baszler, she comes through with like pants. She got pants in the top. And she's a former MMA fighter.
Ronda Rousey need to come like... the outsiders, and she needs to just interrupt the match and hop over the
that become
hop over
hard
the rails
or whoever,
and some jeans.
What does she like? Come out and attack whoever wins?
Well, she did that like
if
the,
they
like
if they were
going to
start the four horsewomen, then
who's going to win? Asuka?
She could come out and then start recruiting people.
Is she?
Asuka's my pick for the Rumble.
So trash.
Asuka, you saying Asuka with this guy now?
She's garbage, bro.
Get out of here, dude.
Y'all saying that she's winning the Rumble?
I think so.
Is she?
I give it up to Asuka to win the Rumble. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, so.
I don't know. I mean, she was in my top four.
Well, Ooh. So do you think Ronda's going to debut
as far
at
as like
the,
last
the,
four people in the Rumble?
Rumble, though.
Nia Jax.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You want her to debut at the Rumble.
Rousey?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
She will.
Yeah.
I was hoping she would debut at an NXT like takeover show.
They got to make a bang for first pay-per-view of the year, one of the big four.
But that's the thing. She cannot be main event ready. She just can't be. That's what I'm saying. Like
no,
debut on an NXT show.
No. You know, she doesn't have to be, but that pop will be.
That's what,
it'll be a main event level pop. That's what they're going for, bro.
To go into the Royal Rumble and toss a few people out
Assistant
and get tossed
Booker
out.
When Rand's not here.
But
she doesn't need
the roster is so slim. There's going to be NXT ladies anyway. That's what I'm thinking.
Nah, she'll lose on some flukeness. Like,
But that's like
she's going to go out there and eliminate some. She's going to eliminate Bayley.
She's going to
eliminate Carmella.
She's going to eliminate
like, she's
the enhancement talent.
She's going to eliminate the small ones. The
small ones.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. I just don't think she should be like in like any sort of main event because she probably does not know.
I mean,
it's
not a main event.
It's not going to be the main event. It's probably going to open the show.
I was going to say some pay per views have Royal Rumbles in the pre show,
but this Royal Rumble is so iconic and it's been so built up.
It's not going
to be a Rumble.
It has the potential to be at the end.
But Rumbles are a circus.
I wouldn't put it past WWE, but I don't think it's going to open the show.
I think. Okay, I was listening to the Edge and Christian Pod of Awesome.
Oh,
shout outs to Adam Copeland and Jay, and friends of the show.
Are they?
They made a good point.
Edge and his trash spear.
They're not my friends.
They made a good point, though, on the podcast. They said that the Women's Royal Rumble, if it was last, because it's been so talked up, it's the first of its kind. It's been the spectacle.
It has to end with a bang then.
That's what I'm saying. It's been the spectacle of the Royal Rumble because
Ronda Rousey
every show. Every show.
No. Actually, I have a prediction.
All right, go, Booker.
Coming out 30.
We'll say Asuka wins. Asuka. We'll say she wins. We'll just say she wins for shits and gigs. To close the show, as she's celebrating her victory, that's when Rousey comes in.
Yo, there you go.
Attacks
there
Asuka.
You go.
And punches her in the face.
Yes.
Okay, here's
and,
the problem
and then,
with that.
And, okay, give it to me. Pause. Oh,
if Rousey is not main event ready, how's she going to start something with Asuka when Asuka would be going for the championship if she wins?
How far from main event ready do you think someone like Ronda Rousey is, though? Honestly.
I think she's
I don't think she's as far as people might think she might be. And if she doesn't, let's say she does that. Let's say they don't fight till Mania. So she has what, 2.5 months to like really, like, if you really want to say it, really like train and get into it. It's Ronda Rousey.
I believe.
Then you would be putting Ronda Rousey against, you would be putting her in a title match at Mania because, again, if Asuka wins the Rumble, then she gets a shot at the title.
That's true.
So that would mean that Ronda Rousey's first match would be
women's
title match.
There's a lot of, I don't know, who knows, man. There's
unless they just put her in random matches leading up until Mania and she just beats
talent. I think Ronda Rousey's first match within WWE is going to have to mean something. With a meaningful opponent. They're not just going to give her anybody.
Oh, no, I'm saying after the stuff that you're saying. After the Royal Rumble stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Like her first official match in the company is going to have to be something that means something.
See, I feel like this whole thing that they did with like the Riot Squad and Absolution and all that stuff, like they should have saved it for Ronda Rousey. She should be the
To come in hot.
She should be the one that's walking around backstage jumping people. Like, right? She's fresh from the UFC.
The only thing is that you have Absolution and the Riot Squad kind of doing that.
No, that's why I said they should have saved that for Ronda is what I'm saying.
So that's why if she makes her debut with an NXT, she has the opportunity to be groomed and have great matches with a lot of the NXT talent.
We shall see. I don't think NXT is her destination, though.
I don't either, because I think that
it's Ricochet, money.
I do.
I think Ricochet is going to NXT, and I think they're going to send Ronda up for the bigger. She's more well known. I think they. And even if she goes to NXT anyway, I think she's coming in the Rumble.
Well, so. Matt Maniacs, I want you guys to get out our Twitter, Matt Mania let us know. Podcast. Where do you think Ronda's going to debut? Where do you think Ricochet is going to be? And what about War Machine? And then if you can give us any more of your rumor and innuendo about up-and-coming talent, we would greatly appreciate that. Bet.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about on Raw real quick? We want to talk about Braun Strowman giving everybody these hands.
Okay. Yes. First and foremost, Braun Strowman.
Come out with the shirt already, by the way, WWE.
Why does Braun Strowman get first billing?
Because it goes to prove that when you act like a baby and just beat people up, you get what you want.
That was so corny. Yeah, the funniest part about the whole Braun Strowman, like, march around destroying stuff is when the official goes and tells Kurt that they're going to, like, he's going to go attack the TV trucks. And Kurt's like, those cost $12 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kurt, man. You're a terrible actor.
My favorite part was. Kurt Angle
so soft?
Like, but no.
Right? You won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. You fought everybody. You've beat everybody.
Brock Lesnar.
Why
included.
Does Braun Strowman scare you?
Well, just everybody does. He just like runs like tail between his legs whenever. Like, it's, like
why do you cower to these people?
You see, my favorite part of the Braun Strowman segment, and you can get at me for this, is when he's at the cafeteria, takes a piece of chocolate cake.
Was classic, bro. That dude is like, oh man, I'm about to die. He's like, cake,
cake.
Sometimes you need cake, man. I'm not a big chocolate cake fan, but I mean,
it looked pretty good though. And plus, you got an appetite beating people up like that.
Yeah,
he's
got a carb up.
Need to carb up.
I just didn't get it, the fact that Kurt Angle's like, all right, you fired. And then Braun Strowman's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to go beat the shit out of everybody on the goddamn roster. Beats the shit out of everybody on the roster. Yeah. And then, no, you're not fired.
Stephanie McMahon says you're hired.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, how is that babyface?
It's stupid, but, I mean, that's what Braun does. When has Braun not beat up everybody to get his way?
I mean,
he
flipped over a diesel truck.
I'm saying he's like, give me a match or I'm going to beat everybody up. And then he beats everybody up until he gets a match.
I get it.
He's
going to
be in the main event. He's going to be in
that
match.
Me, I just don't like it.
Because they're not going to just give us Kane and Brock. Braun's going to be in that still, so.
Maybe it's because Kurt Angle is not a face, so maybe it's okay for Braun to act like that with Kurt. But he's with Jason Jordan, and you got all that whole situation going on. You never really know.
No, don't compare the two.
But the big takeaway that I got from Raw is the fact that they need to really come out that
plus
damn
Kurt
shirt.
Angle being whiny. So.
The Monster Among Men
Catch
shirt?
These hands. No. Everybody's gonna
catch these hands shirt coming to you.
That
live.
Is low-key Braun Strowman's new catchphrase. And they're all about making money, so why
We're
is
calling
that a shirt
it, And if not, it'll be on our Pro Wrestling right? Tees website.
I'm buying it once it drops.
Right. Mania, catch these hands. Shirts
catch them
coming
all.
Soon.
Catch these podcasts.
Yeah, but
catch these casts,
right?
And that was the Raw. Soon. That was only the Raw. I mean, other than the, you know, like you said, the debut of the curb. Well, not debut, the resurrection of the curb stomp from Seth Rollins.
It got a huge pop.
But wasn't it a banned move? It was a banned move, correct?
Yeah, but they let them do it.
So if it was a banned move, wouldn't it be illegal to do?
I'm pretty sure H. Hunter was like.
It's not. Right. It's not. I mean, banned in what way? It's not banned. Banned in the fact that the ref was going to disqualify him.
If you can't do it during the match, you should get a DQ.
If Kurt Angle can call off the cops from Braun Strowman destroying everything,
like Seth Rollins can
do the curb stomp.
They've never announced like, oh, he can't do this move.
It was banned.
Man, don't you wish like your actual job could be like WWE? Like, Braun Strowman, beat up a bunch of coworkers and it was cool, didn't get fired because he didn't get fired.
Yeah.
Like, if I could beat up my coworkers and not get fired, it'd be kind of cool sometimes.
I would love to powerbomb people through my desk.
I think it's funny how Seth Rollins was doing the knee and they never named the knee.
It was like, oh, my God, it's a knee.
And then they said, okay, just do your move because the knee
is... But, you know...
All right, real talk. The knee's not cutting it.
I've posted this on Twitter and I've said it on the podcast. Seth Rollins... steals moves. He's been stealing moves from like Kenny Omega.
Yeah, it was Kenny Omega's
Finn
move.
Balor. Kenny Omega's V trigger, and actually he did the Reign trigger, which is exactly what Seth Rollins has been doing. That whole spinaroo to the knee,
pull him into the knee.
So, and then he does the sling blade like Tanahashi and Finn Balor. I don't know.
He was doing a pedigree when he was running with Triple H.
I don't think Seth has enough pep in his step. He doesn't have enough intensity in his matches. When he was fighting against Finn Balor, I felt it was lukewarm at best. I felt Finn Balor was carrying that match.
Well, that's why they gave him the curb stomp back, I believe, is because he needed something because he's been feeling light. And he's been feeling light ever since he's been a face.
I'm just saying, like,
his
that,
face run has been bad.
I thought it was an illegal move. So if you did it, you should have got DQ'd.
Look, man, Braun Strowman used a grappling hook to pull down the set.
Great point.
and it was okay.
Right. And he flipped over a truck.
He did flip
over a truck. How many trucks is Braun Strowman going to flip over?
I don't know. But it was kind of funny watching him like talk about wanting to destroy the TV trucks, and as he's in there, what does this do? What does that do? I'm gonna shut all this down, and then shut nothing down. Shout out to Braun Strowman,
and that was
friend
rough.
Of the show,
and that was raw for show. You.
That was pretty much raw. Yeah.
If the Mad Maniacs got you want to put anything over on Raw, get at us, and we'll let you know.
Yeah, and then I mean SmackDown. They really
Bobby Roode.
They accelerated the U.S. heavyweight.
They screwed my boy Xavier Woods. Yeah. They did. Out of
Fair
all of the show. After all the promotion he's been doing.
Yeah. I would have much rather watched
Instagram all of his videos.
Yeah, I would have much rather have watched a title match between Roode and Xavier.
I would have much rather seen the New Day Freebird the title around.
That would have been dope.
I still think that would have been a good way to go.
Yeah,
Bobby Roode's gonna get the title.
Yeah, but they.
He doesn't deserve the title. Bobby Roode has yet to do anything.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
Isn't Dolph going to come back and reclaim his title?
Yeah, he's going to come.
It's a possibility. I will say this. Rumble? Bobby Roode, great performer. But,
oh, yeah.
But.
He's glorious.
In NXT.
And on the main roster. Like, he's been
what
carrying.
What has he
through.
Done in WWE?
He's carried his through. Entrance. He's been pertinent in TNA. In NXT.
Pertinent.
And in the WWE.
Pertinent.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, if Dolph Ziggler wants to rematch Bobby Roode at the Rumble. Bobby Roode's beat Dolph Ziggler.
Oh man,
several times.
I'm sorry, I got some. I can't agree with that. First off, everybody beats Dolph Ziggler because he has to put over everybody who comes
up. I beat
Dolph
Ziggler.
Besides him fighting Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin, who did Bobby Roode fight?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
And it wasn't a good match.
It was a good match.
Wasn't that good?
It was good.
Shinsuke hasn't really had a good match since he's been on the main roster.
And that's
so
not
come
Shinsuke's
on now.
And that's not Shinsuke's
fault. No, it's
fault.
Not, but I'm just saying, if he bad hasn't booking. Had a good match with better people, that match with Roode was, you're saying is good for what Roode's been doing. When you see somebody do something better, you're like, okay,
he's
that
had
was good
matches with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, he did. But again, everybody has good matches with Dolph coming.
Then don't tell me he hasn't had a good match.
Having a good match with Dolph does not get you the title, is what
he's
I'm saying.
He's beating everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else he beat?
Jinder, Mojo, And by default, Xavier and...
If Mojo Rawley's on your, like, resume of folks you beat, you're kind of trash.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, he did it.
He beat Gender, okay. But, and Gender's coming fresh off the having the heavyweight title.
Exactly.
But other than that, you're saying, you said he beat Shinsuke, okay. And he beat...
Tinder Mahal.
And he beat Mojo, okay.
Yeah, by default.
Yeah.
By default.
And he's beaten fucking, sorry, Boring Corbin.
Boring Corbin.
And Dolph Ziggler, who actually has beat him too. So, like, they were going back and forth. So, I mean.
But that's the U.S. title picture right there.
And when he was.
Brother.
Who? Brother.
He shouldn't have beat Woods.
Well, he beat Woods by default because he beat Jinder.
Yeah, he didn't beat Woods. So, by therefore. Default.
By proxy. By proxy, my dude.
He just got a bye.
But yeah, what do you think there's any reason behind the speeding up of the title? Because it was supposed to have been decided at Rumble. Do you think that's why they sped it up 2 hours?
Well, that's why
weeks?
I feel Dolph is going to reclaim or do a rematch at the Rumble.
At the Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll still make the Rumble long, though. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the Rumble's going to start on Monday, so. It's going to, like, as soon as Raw 25 ends, the Rumble starts.
Yeah.
Pre-show at, you know, midnight.
I was thinking about at the show if I should have it playing on the projector.
Raw?
Behind
that'd be kind of fly.
The X.
Why not?
No sound? That'd be kind of fly.
Yeah. And just play it live. Because it's going to be like 5 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it's not going to start till what, like, 9 o'clock out here? So it's, like, perfect for y'all?
Pretty much.
It's kind of dope. We did miss one other bit of news. People from TNA, they got there that are gone. Lashley.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley.
And who else?
EC3.
Yeah.
And they're saying they're...
Both heavyweight champions.
You think we're ever going to see Brock and Bobby?
I think so. I mean, those two beasts can definitely get at it. I would like to see EC3 in the main event picture.
That's a possibility.
Because he's good.
Build-wise, they are incredibly similar size-wise.
You great know, physiques. I've never seen Brock in person, but I've seen Bobby Lashley, and that dude is huge.
Is he still married to what's-her-name? The fly little light-skinned honey from WWE.
I don't know.
Crystal? Was Crystal.
I don't know.
She was a diva. Oh, she was bad. You know what I'm talking. If you saw her, you'd be like, yeah, I remember her. Anyways.
I just saw him and I was like, man, he looks like mean Apollo Crews.
With a small head though, right? A super small head.
I gotta take a powder real quick.
Okay. But then I met Apollo and Apollo was short. Yeah, Apollo's
small
too. A lot of these guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you should think when these guys are doing all these flips and stuff like that, that when you see them, that they're going to be small. The
right.
Big guys aren't doing these flips. So,
nah.
Apollo doing standing moonsaults and stuff. So he's,
I did see that.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, okay, you're just average height when I see you.
So Bobby Lashley might come back. Interesting.
Bobby Lashley, I don't know. I mean, it would be great for WWE to get him back. I don't know, like, it's just weird how booking works.
You
like,
know.
If they bring them back, they're going to throw them, straight into the title picture some kind of way so that they can hurry up and capitalize on Bobby Lashley's return.
You have to make a splash.
So, yeah.
He's a former champ, so, I mean, you almost have to. What else we missed?
How
Goldberg.
How would you feel having to go to the back of the line?
It's the business.
Because somebody.
It's the business.
Because this old head coming back, and I mean, that's.
It's probably happened to everybody.
I know, because you just said, speaking of Goldberg, like, even when Goldberg came back and then they did the him and Brock program, it's like, man.
Came out of
whoever
nowhere.
Was supposed to be fighting him or who was next up is like, oh, man, now I got to wait for.
Who knows? May not get that spot back.
For this old guy who's not going to, you know, a part-timer.
He was there for a decent. He was there for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah.
mean, he signed on for longer after, I think. More than what he planned
after
on doing.
after the appearance, yeah, because it
yeah,
was cause like
because he did Royal Rumble.
He did Raw, yeah. Then the Rumble, and then no wait, because that was
he wasn't won. In the Rumble, but he was
no,
he fought at the Rumble.
He won a strap at Survivor Series from Brock.
Who did
Goldberg?
Yeah,
yeah, but he still wasn't.
He won it at Fastlane. No,
that's
won,
the end
he
of
won
the
that
year
from KO.
Okay. Oh, I'm like. Anyways, but yeah, Goldberg
it was just
the
end of the year to the beginning of the year. Like
Goldberg
mid-year.
Was the first official announcement of the 2018
WWE
Hall
of
Fame. So that's pretty dope. Is he going to be is he the headlining name though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he? Because they normally don't announce the headliner right off the bat.
Who they're going to put on bigger than Goldberg?
I don't know.
I
wasn't expecting Goldberg. I wasn't expecting Goldberg.
I know, but now you got him. So who's bigger?
I don't know.
I don't think there's anyone bigger
I guess
than
it is Goldberg. I guess it is Goldberg. Who inducts him?
Scott Hall. And
Stone, Cold.
About the
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Stone Cold.
Hey, man, I'm sorry for when I stunned you.
No, seriously, like, who inducts Goldberg?
I think Stone Cold.
Really?
Eric Bischoff.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I feel like that would be dope. Yeah, somebody from WCW.
Russo, yeah.
I mean, but
Bischoff can do it.
Bischoff is coming to the 25th.
Shivani's
Raw 25.
Back. He is.
So, you know.
Arizona resident. Shout out to Eric Bischoff.
That's right. I think Bischoff could do it. Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah, I'm a big Eric Bischoff fan.
I think that would be cool. He was there for his run.
Okay.
So
Goldberg, the headliner. I'm not mad at it. I was just like, it's kind of where they announced the headliner, like, right off the bat.
Jericho.
What about The Rock?
Jericho's still active.
You know, Jericho was named on the commercial at Raw 25.
You said he's still active. That means he can't induct someone?
Well, no, he can induct anyone.
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. Like, he can induct Goldberg.
Is Jericho going to appear? Because he was mentioned to appear at Raw 25 in the promo that I saw on Hulu. Is Jericho going to be at Raw 25?
Who knows?
I mean, yeah, they said he was going to be. Him being there doesn't mean anything. He's not going to be at Rumble.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of like fresh.
It'd be nice.
Off,
yeah.
Fresh off the heels of the
New Japan.
But he's
of the stretched out New Japan thing that he's doing. He's going to be doing that for a little bit longer.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. He has like other New Japan stuff that's going to happen, so they're going to really bring him back.
If our fellow Matt Maniacs watch the New Year's Dash, you notice that Chris Jericho, friend of the show, he attacked Naito.
Naito!
Yeah, he attacked Naito during the New Year's Dash, so potentially opening up a feud between Naito Jericho because of the fact that Naito was griping about the fact that there's no such thing as a co-main event with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, so I mean, he could be the man that's walking between two worlds. You know, he could be the first. He could be like Brock with the UFC. He could have that international deal where it's like you can go wrestle there and still be contracted to us. You know.
Yeah,
I mean, and you figure just because they're set to appear, that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to do anything like other than be backstage, come out and be like, hey. Because, I mean, DX is supposed to be there.
Just come out and talk some crap.
I'm interested to see what Stone Cold's going to do.
Kevin Nash already, he confirmed he will not be there because of his knee replacement, so Nash won't be there.
Really?
Scott Hall's supposed to be there. Yeah, Kevin Nash came out tonight and said it.
Yeah, he had that
Kevin Nash.
So I know they're going to have the APA.
Road Dogs.
They're going to have DX.
Or the New Age Outlaws.
New Age Outlaws.
The Road Dogs. That was their...
Yeah.
That's one guy.
So they're going to have APA, New Age Outlaws, they're going to have DX. I think they're going to have, Stone Cold, Eric Bischoff.
They haven't not said The Rock, but I wouldn't put it past The Rock being involved in some capacity.
That'd be great.
If The Rock was going to be there, they'd announce that, trust.
I don't know.
So with that in mind.
Get that pop? Man.
He would still get it.
Surprise pop would be crazy.
Well, let me ask y'all this, because after Raw, they did show the WWE Top 25 with Peter Rosenberg and Corey Graves. Do you all have a favorite Raw moment?
Oh, man. You're going to...
Give me, like, one Raw moment. You got a Raw moment?
I don't know if I can give you one off the top of my head.
Just
that's
give me
tough.
One.
I don't know if I can.
Go.
If I have to go off the top of the head...
Just Raw moment. Raw. No SmackDown, just Raw.
Stone Cold with the beer truck.
With the beer truck. That's a beautiful moment. That actually made number one.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't even watch it.
I'm pretty sure it made number one. Yeah. That's probably beer talking, but yeah.
That was a classic moment.
That was classic. What about you?
I don't know, man.
My moment.
It's tough. It's tough. It's a lot.
My moment was the debut of Chris Jericho.
Oh, that was great.
Because the countdown.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what your name is.
But also that, and that's what I was going to say, like a lot of classic Rock moments. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like
exactly.
Almost everything he was doing. Something with Rockin' Mankind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Rockin' Sock, the celebration.
You know, it was another favorite.
Mr. Socko!
Another favorite was when Mankind went to visit...
Vince McMahon
in the hospital.
Oh yeah,
and then Stone Cold shows up, beats the shit out of Mr. McMahon, hits him with a bedpan.
Yep.
I don't know why I had just recently watched when Stone Cold beat up in a grocery store.
Booker T.
Booker T. I don't know why on YouTube recently I had just saw that. And
that's
I'm
a
like,
funny clip.
He beat up Booker T for a long time.
He was whooping Booker T's ass selling. Up and down that right
selling.
Aid. Oh, man, it took the cops a long time. To
yeah.
Booker was so there. Trash. He was just covered
Booker
in everything.
Booker T was in the, he was in the shopping cart and he was begging. He was like, oh, man, don't hit me no more. Oh, I won't do it no more. I'm yeah. like, oh, man, he done whooped the slave out of Booker T. Yeah,
if you, yo, speaking of Booker T, did you notice when Braun Strowman came out to attack the announce table when everybody's trying to make their exit, like Booker T, like low-key, like trip Michael Cole and Michael Cole fell? Go back and watch that. Go back and then Booker T looks back at him like, nope, not today, sir.
My favorite Booker T moment of the week, which should be a segment
Booker
of the show.
Booker T moments of the week.
Booker T moment of the week was when Matt Hardy was fighting against Heath Slater.
Well, that didn't make
the Hulu version
of Raw. So I don't know what you're talking about.
There's this part where Booker T's like, I like the way he say that, and that's because Matt Hardy was saying like, it is time for deletion, and then yeah, Booker T put him over. I thought that was pretty dope. So Matt Maniacs, we want to hear from you. Let us know what your favorite Raw moments were. What's your top Raw moment? What's your top Raw memory? Let us know what you think. We want y'all to continue to give us that 5-star review. Put us over on iTunes. Put us over on your favorite podcast app, and you know, get at us on Twitter. You know, the Twitter here, we got Matt Mania Pod. Rock, where can they find y'all, man?
Yeah. Check me out every Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 2 to 4. I should know this.
The club,
2 to 4, Rhyme and Reason Radio, 101.1 The Beat. Hit me on Twitter at Rock Knowledge. I say a lot of offensive things, so if your parents are looking at your Twitter, you may not want your parents to see what I'm talking about.
So when you get out of Jaguars, when you get out of Cobra, when you get out of Sky Lounge.
As soon as that club lets out, you hear all that club music, you want to hear some real hip-hop, tune to 101.1 The Beat. Myself, sure. Ramses Ja, Fact135, Psycho Pat, Tricky T, we got you, Emerge McVeigh. Check us out. And like I said, we got a special announcement coming soon. But mark it down, March 16th, 2018, Rhyme and Reason 10-year anniversary party at the Blunt Club.
Stay tuned, y'all. Yeah. We got some big things coming for y'all, and we want to keep y'all
abreast
of what's going on here in the Valley. And, you know, like I said, give a lot of love here to 101.1 The Beat, the, you know, friends of the show. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
And be sure to catch the Matt Mania Minute. On the 101.1 The Beat at the
Rhyme and Reason Radio. Check us out, man.
But yeah.
So yeah, where can I find you at, Neo?
I'm at Matt Mania Pod.
Are you still banned from Twitter?
Yeah.
Are you shadow banned or real banned?
I'm pretty much banned at this point.
I don't know
why.
What you did.
I will make a Twitter account. When
you gonna make a new one?
Yeah, I'll make a new one. Why not? I don't know when it's gonna come out.
Is it
gonna be Neo X2? No, I don't think I want to do that. So that means I gotta come up with a new handle.
Nah, man, because your Instagram handle is that, so you gotta be, yeah, you gotta be like Neo_X now.
I really like Neo X because Neo signifying the one from the Matrix, X being the unknown factor.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
Now you
we'll
can
see.
Be Neo XX,
but Neo triple X. But we really want y'all to get at us because the Matt Maniacs.
But you can talk to him on the Matt Mania Twitter.
Yeah, are the DMs open?
Hey, we can all see the DMs.
Slide in the DMs.
If you slide in the DM, make sure
put
you
yourself
put,
over in the DMs.
Make sure you put who you're looking for in the DMs because, you know, you might send one to Neo and I might.
You ain't looking for me.
Might look in there like, hey. Nope.
What up, though?
You ain't looking for Rock.
Nah.
Rock ain't with the shits.
And then our Instagram, follow us on there. MadManiaPod.
MadManiaPod.
Yeah. But you have your event. Plug it one more time, man.
Oh, at the Rebel Lounge, January 22nd.
Yes.
The T-Call birthday / album release party with all of your favorites, including the Matt Mania podcast.
Yeah.
On site.
We're going to be doing some big things up there. One of my favorite songs is the NWO song. I don't know what's the official title, but.
That we're not doing.
Why?
we might do it. I don't know.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? Do that shit. Do
Crushing
that song.
Dreams.
Welcome to the Uncensored Matt Mania podcast. Gonna have to make sure that you don't listen to this one while you at work.
Yeah.
Unless you got headphones.
Just put headphones
or
on.
Or in the minivan with your dad.
With your kids.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Mega Ran was not here to keep us in line, so.
We did pretty good.
That's why we did Freebird's Rule.
We did pretty good. Next week, though, we'll have a big show. Give all of our Royal Rumble predictions.
Yeah. But hey, speaking about Mega Ran, you know, shout out to him again because he's out there doing his thing on the road, always pushing us. He just said that he was doing the Tights and Fights podcast today, and he said that he put us over.
Head booker. So
shout out to Open Mike Eagle, Danielle Radford.
Oh, we love you, Open Mike.
Over there at Tights and Fights podcast. And he also just announced on Twitter that our pro wrestling tee shop is up and running.
Yeah, man.
So What I say.
So we will be retweeting that on the Mad Mania podcast Twitter.
Absolutely.
But now all of you can get these fly, sexy Mad Mania t-shirts. You
catch these Mad Mania
just
hands.
Like I'm wearing today.
Oh, we're gonna post that up on the Twitter. Yeah. So be sure
to
check
take
out
some pictures of me so y'all can see it.
That's right. Be sure to check out Mega Ran, of course, at the Teak Hall album release party, and then of course in Chicago, Illinois, at the Emporium Worker Park Thursday, February 8th. And Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of the Flying Ducks, February 10th, Saturday. And then, of course, and then he's going across the pond to London. So be sure you check that out and make sure we can catch those dates and give our boy some love. Give him a lot of Guinness and what do I say in the UK? Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash and shepherd's pie.
A cup of tea.
I'm not sure if he's still watching his carbs, but we don't care.
And, you know. Shout out to all our listeners. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Rock for the party favors.
Yeah.
Shout out to NeoX for holding down the Googles and the fact checks.
The Googles.
And for the dope pens. We in here having a pen competition tonight.
You ain't got shit on me, son.
What's going on, man?
We're gonna post a picture on the
You want one of these?
Mad Mania. You got an extra one?
Not with me, but I have an extra one.
All right, cool. And, you know, when you come out to the Rebel Lounge, to the Teak Hall release party, Teak Hall is going to have some new pins and buttons. And
listen,
I believe Mega Ran is going to be as well. Sorry, that's the Moon Juice and the Heineken talking.
When the cream, the cream rises.
The cream, brother, rises to the top. Oh, yeah. Dig it. Freak out. Yeah.
And that's how you end it.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Mad Maniacs out there. Keep your shoulders off the mat. Too sweet us when you see us.
It's your boy.
And give us 5 stars.
Get it.
We out.
Look at that. On the store.